Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. When God created the world and brought light and order out of chaos, certain laws were set in order to govern the earth and life upon the earth. These laws of nature make it possible for both man and beast to exist upon the earth. There are laws that govern the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the church of God. The church of God is the church of Christ. The kingdom of God is the body of Christ. No one may successfully deny that the Christians in the church at Colossae were in the kingdom of his dear Son. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. When the kingdom of God was established, he inaugurated laws by which we are to live. These laws make it possible for man to enjoy spiritual life, but when violated, the guilty must suffer the consequences, even as he does when a law of nature is broken. God is the author of both the laws of nature and the laws of his kingdom. They are alike in many respects. The laws of nature are unchangeable. We know that the law of gravity never fails. It is a law of nature. The seasons never fail. God said, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Genesis 8, chapter, verse 22. It is sad that we spend too much time oblivious of the hand of God in the continuity of the seasons. There are laws that govern electricity. Electricity is a fundamental entity of nature. It is a science that deals with the phenomena and laws of electricity. By following the laws that govern electricity, we have been able to light our homes and cook our food. We travel by airplane, talk by telephone, listen to the radio, and watch television. Man has discovered laws that determine action. What a blessing it is when we comply with the laws of nature. God's spiritual laws are unchangeable. God speaks to us through his Son. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. God's law to govern all preaching is observed in the Great Commission. Jesus said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. We must go to all nations. We must teach, and we must baptize. The New Testament is an authentic record of men preaching the gospel to sinful man. Acceptance of the gospel was signaled by the desire to be baptized. We are compelled to respect God's spiritual laws or suffer the consequences. The laws of nature do not respect persons. Man cannot live unless he respects the laws that govern life. He cannot succeed if he violates the laws of nature. Good intentions will not save us. one may have the determination to act in a certain way, and the plan of action may be carefully calculated. But man cannot reach his objective if he violates the law that determines success. Much of our suffering is due to ignorance, death, tragedy, and catastrophe are hallmarks of ignorance. A man may pick up a wire charged with electricity, thinking it to be a harmless wire, but his sincerity or ignorance does not keep him from being electrocuted. The laws of the kingdom of God do not respect persons. The Apostle Peter said, "I perceive." He understood that God is not a respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. Acts the 10th chapter, verses 33-34. It follows, then, that nationality is not to be a barrier in our response to God. Jesus learned obedience by the things which he suffered. He is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 through 9. This statement is a definitive answer to all who would question the responsibility of man to obey the Lord. Are we so naive as to believe that we can be saved without obedience to Christ? Remember, my friend, God respects character, not persons. The Jews, said Paul, had a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They were ignorant of God's justification and went about to establish their own theory of justification. Romans chapter 10, verses 2 and 3. How sad and how tragic it is when man refuses to comply with the conditions of justification. So, we see that not all who have a zeal for God will be saved. In God's plan of justification, the conditions are belief and obedience. I cannot think of any one thing that is more persistently taught than justification by faith alone. For the theory of faith alone in justification, there is not one affirmation in the New Testament. It is a law of nature that like begets like. When a farmer wants to reap a harvest of wheat, he knows he must sow wheat. God has decreed that like shall beget like. It never fails. This is also true in the kingdom of God. We reap what we sow. The devil is a deceiver. The Apostle Paul said, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." The decision is final. The principle of sowing and reaping what we sow is one of the realities of life. The principle of sowing and reaping what you sow is further demonstrated in the sowing of the seed of the kingdom. Jesus said, "The seed is the word of God," Luke the 8th chapter and verse 11. "The sower soweth the word," Mark the 4th chapter, verse 14. Preaching the word of God and its effect upon the heart of the sinner corresponds to the sower who went forth to sow his seed. Now, it is obvious that when we preach the Word of God, it cannot produce anything more than it produced when it was preached for the very first time. Christianity is propagated by the Word of God. The laws of nature provide the environment necessary to life. Life is fixed in a given place. It can only exist under certain circumstances. The fish cannot live on dry land. God's law has placed him in water. Man cannot live continually in water. God's law has fixed his abode on the land. Spiritual life is located in Christ. There is no salvation to be found out of Christ. The Apostle Paul declared that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It is in Christ that we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. It is written, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 27. Baptism is an act of faith. It is through this act of faith that we get into Christ and put on Christ. Only those who die in the Lord die with hope of eternal life. For God's law has placed life in Christ. God bless you, my friend.